You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our fake debate.
You're welcome.
I was going to thank you. Everybody loves you. Mm-hmm. Well, they're like, when do you guys have Nick Reed on?
Yeah. I'm only loved because I'm on for a brief moment. I'm your McRib. You're McFlurry, you're Shamrock Shake, rather. Over on my show, they can't stand me because I'm there 3 hours every day.
Well, that's how it is with
they're like, oh.
That's true.
Yeah, it is.
When will he have a guest host?
What is our debate, Charles?
All right. So, of course, this past Tuesday was Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So this survey says 50% of Americans celebrate Mardi Gras, while 70% would consider signing a petition to make Mardi Gras a national holiday. 70%. So should Mardi Gras become a holiday?
I'm going to say yes, because I figure Nick Reed will have some very colorful stance on people who want more days off work.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Oh, I didn't even think of that angle.
So I'll be an average American wanting more holidays off of work.
Okay.
How dare you not give us another holiday when we need another holiday? We work too much. This whole COVID thing, it's got me working so much at home that I don't have time to go into my living room and know the other part of my home. I have to spend time in my office and on my laptop because of you people. I don't even know who I'm complaining to. I'm just going to say you people. So I'll just fill in the blank and say government because I don't know what I'm talking about. And if I want to celebrate beads and how to get beads and where to get beads and eating a little small baby and a king cake decorated in gold and purple and green, that should be my right as an American. We should have Mardi Gras off. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Wait, are you supposed to eat the baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's based on the tradition of actually eating babies. In the early days of New Orleans. They're like, at one point, nobody told us.
Yeah. Now, that's some real voodoo stuff.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. All right. Well, first of all, as if we need another holiday anyhow, and a national holiday at that for the entire country, you think people in Boston have any concept of what Mardi Gras is actually about, other than beads and getting so drunk that you show half your body off to people that you don't even know? So we don't need to be benefiting people with a day off when 95% of this country doesn't even know what Mardi Gras actually is. Secondly,
so
there's no reason you can't just celebrate at home. You know what? I can create the experience for you. I'll put vomit in little potpourri bowls around your house so it smells like Mardi Gras down on Bourbon Street. And thirdly, I don't know about you, but we don't need another holiday around my house where people get so drunk in order to get some free plastic jewelry, they'll show half their naked body. That's called Easter at my house.
Your house sounds fun.
It is. It's a good time. I'm not even going to tell you what the Easter egg hunt is like.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.